on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It is 9:09 at Sky Sports Radio. Big day racing today at Grafton. Drew Cookson's the track manager. Morning, Drew.
Morning, Cozzy.
How's your day there today?
Yeah, nice clear day today, mate. We're on a soft six this morning. A bit of wind starting to pick up, so we might even get an upgrade.
All right, so soft six at the moment, but a bit of wind around. Yeah. What about the rail, Drew?
Yeah, we're back to 3 metres, Cozzy. Yep. So we just moved it back in from the 4.5 we had last Monday, back to 3, and it's a good pad. Good pad, that's 3 right. metre. Yeah.
Still there. How many meetings you got before the carnival?
We got 2 more. We race next Friday, and then we have a Saturday in June, and then we're into it. Yeah.
Into it. And you got 5 meetings in about 12 days, haven't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they love it.
I tell you what, you do a good job keeping that track up 5 meetings in 12 days, Drew. I've got to be honest.
Yeah. I don't have much hair left by the end of it, mate.
Well, you do a magnificent job. Fair thing. And that cops a lot of work, that track.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. No, you've got to get it right beforehand. Otherwise, you're fighting the battle.
Yeah. Exactly. So today we've got rail out 3.5, is it?
Yep. Just
3 metres.
Yep. Yeah,
fine.
Yep.
Soft six, but maybe an upgrade.
That's correct.
All right. Good on you, Drew. Have a good afternoon.
Good on you.
Thanks, mate. Drew Cookson there. Gary Cleese, he joins me now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, absolute glorious day. It's a day you'd love. You'd have the ball shorts and the surfboard under your arm and you'd be down at the end of there riding those waves.
Yeah, I don't know about that. More likely they'll be yelling out, look out, orcas come in.
I didn't say that.
I did.
Yeah. But no, glorious day. Absolute fantastic. And just said to Rexy Kelly, our starter, I think he's going on about his 22 years, maybe 23 years of starting here, having the carnival. And yeah, we're getting closer and closer to that carnival. But the track's enormous as it is, and you're dead right with Drew. And he's the whole crew, and all the girls in the office, and Michael Beattie, they do a great job, mate.
They do. Now, the first today, 1 Bill and Ted, 280. 2 in your Skyrocket, 280. Number 3, Dubank, 420. 4 Ducati, 12. 5, 1 more for Wilson, 34. 6 Grade Duck, 23. 7 Iron Perfect, 17. 8 Go Hard on Hewler is 950 and 9 Wee Rascal, 41. Equal favourites, 1 Bill and Ted, 2 in your Skyrocket, 280 each of 2.
Yeah, well, they've both been back. Bill and Ted, $3.30 into 280, and in your Skyrockets, $3.30 into 280. So they've been well supported. And a little bit of money, Go Hard on Hula down the bottom, the 8, $11 into $9.50. I'm 3218. Look, I'm with Ducati. I'm just looking at the moment. He's $3.70 out to $4.20, but he resumes here. They trialled him up 3 weeks ago. Manny McGurran rode him in the trial. He just put him out the back, let him have a quiet time, and let him just work in down the running now. He was beaten 1.9 in the trial. He could have finished a bit closer. The horse that won the trial was Lethal Dream. And Lethal Dream went on to win at Kempsey on Saturday. Loved his trial. He tipped him straight out, Terry McCarthy, after he won that maiden at Ballina, beaten Commissioner, where winners come out of him. He finished just behind We Concur prior to that, and he'd won in Sydney on Saturday. Like the horse, I probably would have liked to seen at 1,100 metres for him, Sean. But the gate holds up with him, where McGurran might be able to just give him that bit of a squeeze. Probably don't want to be too handy on him. 2 in your Skyrocket. He's had the one run back. We saw him win an Armadale maiden. He beat Bus Tickets and he blew him away. I think he was in the worst part of the ground at Port Macquarie. He was back to the inside, the winning ride out wide. He was beaten 2.7. He had 58 on his back and he's got 58 and a half today. But I'd forget him first up because I really don't think the track suited him. 1 Bill and Ted loved his run first up behind Kirk Eller at Taree. He was beaten 1.5. And he's another horse that went to Port Macquarie 10 days ago. And he was probably a fraction disappointing, but he was another horse back to that inside section where they were winning out wide. And I see Adam Duggett's whacked a set of blinkers on him first time, but that'll sharpen him up. He's certainly got the ability because he did win a maiden at Taree, beating a little mare called Ray of Time, and it's been a good form maiden. And I'm giving the 8 Go Hard on Hula. I know he hasn't won for some time, but his last 3 runs at Coffs running 30, run 30 behind Duke of Frederick. And he went to Taree behind Kirk Eller, beaten 2.3. But I love the gate for him, and I love that little lightweight. He's a better horse when he gets down in the weights and can draw a soft gate to get a nice running transit. So he may be able to get back to his best here today. 3-2, 1-8 in race one.
All right, race two. Now, 1 Nakoni Lass, $3 even. 2, Oceo Drift is 320, number 3 Lady Claire 5, 4 Charging Clear 15, 5 Chevelle Rapide 19, number 6 That's Madness 10, 7 Laura Star 12, 8 Secrets No More 10, 9 Just a Dame 12, and 10 Norma's Joy 101. Favourite 3 even, 1 Nakani Lass.
Yeah, well, she was 270. She's at that 3 even mark. And Oyashio Drift is $3.10, $3.20. The best back runner by far at the moment is Lady Claire this morning. She's half the quote. She opened up at $10 and she's into $5 right now. So there's been really good money for her. And Mark Holloway, our chief steward, said that in the gear changes, it said blinkers are back on. Well, they were on here last start, so they were on her when she finished behind Duke of Frederick. On 1274, look, oh, I like Nakani Lass. I love the way she's come back this preparation. She runs second at Coffs Behind Men with a plan. She got the maiden out of her way, and next, she was a disgrace behind All About Charlie. He hasn't run her for nearly 6 weeks, Johnny Spraggs, and I think she's the type of filly that's best when left a little bit fresh. So nice little gate. CJ Graham knows her really good. She'll take up either the lead or sit in behind the leader, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Oyashio Drift, no knocks with her. She led all the way to beat Campari Soda here 3 weeks ago. That was only her third run for Johnny Shelton. She was a former Victorian, and Campari Soda came out to win pretty easy at Kempsey on Saturday. So the form's held up with her. Where Nakani Lass is drawn outside of Oyashio Drift, drawn inside Nakani Lass. So they'll either go 1-2 for the lead. I give 7 Laura Star. I think she's got a great chance at the odds. 2 runs back, knocked up first up, went to Lismore and was held up and held up at the 200-metre mark and never got out till late and was beaten 0.8 of a length behind Sher Sean, which is favoured in the last hit of day. But she only gets 53 kilos on her back here today, and she's only got to reproduce what she did second up to be a chance. And for a Charging Clear, totally forget her run at Kempsey 9 days ago. I mean, she came out of the gates from the one gate and was going to take up a posse and just got tightened up really bad and went right back to last and stood them a long way and made ground late, running 4th for 12, beating 3.3. So had that not interference happened at the 900-metre mark, that margin should have been a lot more closer. So she'll get a nice run off the quick speed here today. 1, 2, 7, and 4 in race 2.
Now the third, number 1 out, 2 Kentucky Bow, 18, 3 Tycoon Anna is 550, 4 Be Watchful, 950, 5 Pentagon to Late Scratching, 6 out, 7 R the Serenity, 18, 8 out, 9 Julianne's Wish, $3, 10 Private Edition, 420, 11 out, 12 Valley Sister, 19, 13 Moringa's Hymie, 10, 14 Perfectly Posh, 14, 15 Eden Storm, 10, and 16 Love You Forever is a Late Scratching. The favourite, 3 even, is number 9 Julianne's Wish.
Had support too, Sean. Opened up at 4.80 this morning and then it went 3.30, 3.10, $3, 2.90 and just edges out of that $3 mark. So there was good money, a little bit of money. Private Edition, the former Victorian, $4.40 into 4.20. Tycoon Anna's had a little bit of support and just a fraction of support for the 4B Watchful from the Stephen Lee Yard resuming in a new stable. And I'm with B Watchful. I'm 4.93 and 14. And I went back and replayed this filly's debut run at Musselbrook in a real strong maiden where she drew a bad gate. She was beaten 1.1 when running third on debut, and 4 winners came out of it. Look, obviously things went wrong at her next run at Wong. They said that may have got a tongue over the bit, and she was beaten 27 lengths. Now, she was shipped up to Stephen Lee, trialled her at Bellner 28 days ago. She worked outside the leader 3 deep. She eventually got outside the leader on the corner. And all the way down the running, she wasn't asked to do anything, this little girl. She was beaten 1.2 lengths when running third. The filly that finished in directly inside her was Sook Winder. And Sook Winder run second. And Sook Winder come out to win a maiden here the other day. I love the trial. I like the gate for her now. And I reckon she's one of the best E12s of the day. At that $10 mark, I really like her. 9 Julianne's Wishes had the one run for Johnny Shelton. Look, she had to sit 3 deep the trip from 11 gate here behind Oceo Drift, beaten 2.9. There's been a couple of winners come out of the race. She had 56. She drops to the 54, so she's well placed there, and she draws a better gate. She hasn't got 11 gate today. She's got the nicer gate, so she'll get a good running transit. 3 Tycoon Anna has only had the 2 starts. She debuted at Coffs running second. They tipped her out. She had a bit of developing to do. She had just that little bit of condition on her here first up, and she had to track wide all the way, and she was found wanting at the 200-metre mark. But I think you'll find the filly will be a little bit more fitter today. And I get 14 perfectly plus. She's had the one run back, another one that had a heap of condition on her here first up, and she draws softer and she drops a lot more in weight. So it'll be interesting to have a look at her in the yard. She's a former Victorian that's only had the two goes here in New South Wales. 4, 9, 3, and 14 in race three.
Now the fourth one out, 2 Grazie is 23, 3 Shanar 17, 4 Zabranca 11, 5 Figri is 18, number 6 Kiwana Star 19, 7 out, 8 on set $8, 9 without risk 140, 10 tickets for you 26, 11 named after 19, 12 You Wanted Me To is $18, 13 out and 14 Globe Heights JR $81, Shorty here $1.40, number 9 without risk.
Well, they bet that $1.85 this morning, and like you said, she's $1.40 now. And Onset has been another this firm up here today. She firmed up from $21 here last meeting into $6 and got the money, and today she's $19 into $8. So they've had another crack at her, and a little bit of money for Zubrowka. And Shinar is $23 into $17.3 and on 9, 8, 4, and 3. Look, she looks awfully hard to beat without risk. She really does. He gave her two runs, Matty Dunn. He took her to the Sunshine Coast in a maiden 1200. She found the line good. She went to Ipswich and run second. He tipped her out. He brought her back here where she won a maiden. And then he took her to the Gold Coast the other day, and she just powered away. The two of them powered away, but the winner just had that wood on her right at the end. But there was a big margin to the third. She goes straight up to the 17-10 today. She's a really relaxed filly that got back in the ruck there at the Gold Coast and found the line, and I think she'll be awfully hard to beat. Onset did a good job third up here to win a week ago. She drew 11 gate. And she had to work off the gate to find the lead. And then Casey Stanley finally got a little bit of cover on her down the back. And she popped off the leader's back and was too good for him in the run home. So today from the one alley, she's just going to pop out. And you wouldn't think she'd do any work. And still looking at her in the yard, she had that bit of tidying up to do. For Zubrowka, he won a maiden here 2 runs ago. I don't know what happened to him at Armidale. Obviously, he didn't handle the track there. He was beaten 12.7. I mean, that's not him. He's certainly better than that. And they give Shinar a chance from a nice little soft gate. He ran third at Gatton 2 runs ago, and he wasn't disgraced at Boaters. He was tightened up on jumping from a bad gate and got himself into an awkward spot down the back. But he found the line good on the tight circuit. This bigger track will suit him today from a lot better gate. 9, 8, 4, and 3 in race four.
All right, race five, 1 Celebration Day, 6:52 is Corks, 15, 3 Medicine Ball, 4:25, 4 rather, Mini Minna. $8, 5 Bon Sun Soldier, 26, 6 Mr. Rock, 34, 7 Say It Ain't So, 51, 8 Wildcard, 81, 9 Come Alive, 550, 10, 11 out, 12 Queen Lear, $7, 13 She'll Rock You, 15, 14 Vaganza, 750, 15 Happy Frank, 11, 16 Spurt on, 26, 17, 18 out, favourite, 423 Medicine Ball.
Tricky race. I mean, Medicine Ball, Victoria, former Victoria, now in the Johnny Shelton Yard, he's 460 into that 420 mark, and Come Alive, Glenn Collis ride, $6 into $5.50. Away from that, Sean, I really can't help the punters. It's just so, look, I'm with the former Victorian. I'm 3.14, 9 and 4. I mean, the more you look through his form, he runs second at Donald where winners have come out of it. He went to Kyneton where 2 winners have come out of it. He went to Yarra Glen where he ran into a little bit of trouble running 5th at 12, and a couple of winners have already come out of that. Probably don't like his gait, but he finds the right type of maiden that he can get the first one on the board for the new yard. So, look, I'm happy enough to stick with him till I have a look at him in the yard. 14 Braganza, he resumes here. He's had 2 little soft trials, and both of them have been behind Victorian. He was beaten 5 lengths in his first at Port Macquarie, and he was beaten 8 lengths in his next trial when running third. But he hasn't been off the bridle and asked to do an ink. He's got the ability, and he's well and truly trialled up to run 14-10 first up. 9, I've got in there, Come Alive. Big solid filly. We saw in the yard here first up, and she really needed that. She was beaten 6 lengths behind What's His Name, and she went back to Ipswich the other day, 13.50, and just boxed away the last 200 metres. So this is easier today, and she would strip a lot fitter and draws a good gate. And Mini Minna. I would have liked to have seen him draw a lot better gait than what he's got, but there's plenty of merit in his run the other day at Ballina. He had to work awfully hard down the back to get outside the leaders at about the 900-metre mark, and he was only beaten 0.3 of a length, and prior to that he was placed behind Galway at Coffson, who's come out to win a Class 1, but he just got that real sticky gait to offset. 3.14, 9 and 4 in race 5.
All right, race 6 now, 1 My Song, 4.20, 2 Melted Moments, 13, 3 Ajani is 9. 4, She Tells Lies, 23, 5, They Call Me Rose, 460, 6 Charles the Third, 18. 7 You Wait and See, 21. Number 8 Nisselrooy, 460. 9 and 10 out. 11 Rothbury, 12. Number 12 Cara Cavallo, 7. 13 out. 14 My Cousin Rhett, 23. 15 Chappelle is $41. The favourite, 420, is number 1 My Song.
Yeah, well, they bet $6 this morning, Sean. So, like you said, she's into that 420. My good money coming late, and it'll come really late. They call me Rose. $6 into $4.60, and Nisselrooy's had support. The $8 into $4.80. So, I've had a few cracks, and even Caro Cavallo's $11 into $7. So, look, I'm 5, 8, 12, and 1. I'm when they call me Rose. She grows an absolute leg when she comes here. She's a 7 times winner. She's had 4 wins here. She's had 7 runs overall on this track for 4 wins in 1 place. She's run 5th at Eagle Farm. She's run 3rd at the Gold Coast behind Shock Factor. So, Sunshine Coast. She's gone to the Gold Coast behind Corn Row on a hot race beaten 3 and went to Doomin behind Money Talks beaten 5. Don't worry about the gate. She'll push over, she'll lead, and she'll take a lot of running down. A very, very good mare here, and she'll shorten in the betting. 8 Sir Danger, Nisselrooy. I love the job he did at Tamworth the other day. He worked off the gate to sit outside the leader, and he hit the front, and he worked hard to get that win under his belt. But he's got that beautiful gate today too, Ellie, where Leah Kilner can pop out, follow the leader, or what they call me, Rose, and sit on her back and track her all the way. 12, Caro Cavallo. I'm leaving him there. He's had the 4 runs back. He hasn't had a flash and light on him, these 4 runs, but he just may be taking a while to come right. But this big track and his home track suits. And No Knocks on the Top of My Song. She gets the claim for Nathan Fravakali. That helps down to the 61 kilos, and the gate helps. And her run was fair at Ipswich the other day, but she was placed at Canterbury 3 runs ago, 15.30. So back to the 14.10 and back to country grade will help her out. 5, 8, 12 and 1 in race 6, Sean.
Right, final event, race 7, 1 Elite 00, 61, 2 Aristocrats, $8, number 3 Soft Top 11, 4 Respetta, 650, 5 Sir Sushon, 480, 6 Serious Dancer, 17, 7 Vivid Image, 15, number 8 Homeland Security, 17, 9 Mount Heidi, 6, 10 Toast is $9, 11 Ilya, $9, 12 Light Motion, 41, 13 Pagados, 26, 14 Tudor Sunrise, 12, 15 through to 18 are out. Favourite, 480, number 5 Sir Sushon.
It just drifts that little bit. It was 4.40 this morning. It opened up. Mount Heidi, the 9 is $6 right across the board. Respetta is just out of that 6.50 mark. 2 Aristocrats is $8 right across the board. A little bit of money coming Toast, $11 into $9. So he's getting a fraction of support, and I'm with him. I'm going to give him one more chance, Toast. 10.539. Look, he's a hard act to follow. He hasn't won for some time. He's had 2 runs back. He needed that run first up at Port Macquarie, and he went back the other day. He was beaten 0.9 of a length when running third. He just had no luck down the running, and that's him. You've just got to time your run to perfection on him, but there's a plenty of speed up in front for him to get a bit of card up, and if he can bide his time on him, Matty Bennett, and just give him that last back at him, he's good enough to beat him. So I'm happy enough to leave him there around that $9 mark. By sure, Shawnee, she's flying. Absolutely flying. She won a maiden here, beating Chis Toby over the 1,100. Went to Lismore and come off the speed and beat Laura Starr. Goes to the 12.06 for the first time. Knows a really good Emily Atkinson and doing a good job and pulls the 3 kilos off. She could easily get another win under her belt. 3 Soft Top. I love the running last start. I mean, she hadn't shown up until here a week ago, but take the winner out, Drama Delago, and she wins the race and wins the race easy. Just Drama Delago was too good for her in the run, eh? But that was over 1,115, and she's a 4 times winner, and 3 of her wins have been at the 1,206 or 1,200 metres. So this will suit her a lot better today. And now the 9 Mount Heidi has to go, and she's got a bad habit of doing things wrong and wanting to lay out, but she gets a better gate today for Matty Padgett to just hide her away, and hopefully she doesn't hang it. If she doesn't, she's a player here. 10, 5, 3 and 9 in the last, Sean.
All right. Is there a good thing there, Gary?
I like 2 horses, Sean. I like race 3, number 4, B Watchful. I just love the trial, and I think she'll improve a lot off the trial, and she has got ability. And around that $10 mark, I think she's good value each way. And race 4, number 9, without, she's short, but she should be very hard to beat. So race 3, 4, race 4, number 9, without risk. Quaddy numbers, I'm going to stand without risk on top. 9 on top. Second leg is 3.14 and 9. Third leg is 5, 8, 12, 1. And in the last leg, 10, 5, 3, 9. So that's the quaddy, but just absolutely glorious conditions. Not a cloud in the sky. And like Drew said, we may even get a bit of an upgrade here during the day, Sean.
All right, good on you, Gary. Look forward to hearing the late mail throughout the day.
You're a champion. See you, mate.
Thanks, mate. Gary Cleese here. Almost 29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio.
It's the Southern Hemisphere's number one sale of its type. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale, May 22 to 24 on the Gold Coast. Over 725 lots by a record 119 individual sires, including 28 exciting first-season stallions. Graduates of the sale include Group 1 stars Piero, Zoo Star, Seasons Bloom and Red Cell. It's also the premier sale for Pinhook success. View the online catalogue now at magicmillions.com.au. The Magic Millions National Wheeling Sale on the Gold Coast, May 22 to 24. The biggest, the best.
And now for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
The very best of U.S. racing 7 days a week.
Looking at Lee, can't catch, always dreaming, who's the 143rd winner of the Kentucky Derby.
Live and exclusive across the Sky Racing Network.
Sky Sports Radio supports Road Safety Week around New South Wales.
So many of our listeners travel far and wide across the state.
And this week is an important reminder of the impacts of road trauma and the ways to reduce it.
This year, more than 1,200 people will be killed on roads around Australia.
And 35,000 people will suffer serious injuries through car accidents.
Remove all distractions within the vehicle.
Don't drive while tired.
Always ensure there's adequate space between you and the car in front.
Don't speed.
Drive so others survive.
29 past 10, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Dragons coach Paul McGregor says Corey Norman will miss 4 to 6 weeks with a suspected fractured cheekbone suffered in his side's 32-18 loss to the Eels. While Knights coach Nathan Brown says his team is starting to click after the side thrashed the Warriors 36-18. In AFL, Geelong down Essendon by 32 points. Adelaide defeated Fremantle by 17 points. And Carlton suffered a 58-point loss to North Melbourne. In the EPL this morning, Chelsea have moved to third place after a 3-0 win over Watford. Man United can't finish, rather, in the top four after a 1-1 draw with Huddersfield, while Arsenal drew with Brighton 1-1 as well. And superstar pair Steve Smith and Dave Warner took part in their first net session with the Aussie squad in more than 13 months yesterday, as Justin Langer's squad continued honing in on their World Cup preparations in Brizzy. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Hi, I'm Lane Beachley. When it comes to recycling, there aren't always easy answers. But when it comes to recycling printer cartridges, most Australians know what to do, thanks to Cartridges for Planet Ark. That's why we've already recycled 40 million cartridges, or enough to fill 80 Olympic swimming pools. To find your nearest cartridge collection box, or to order one for your workplace, search Cartridges for Planet Ark and get involved today.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in a magnificent colt by Scissor Kick. Arrowfield's outstanding racehorse, now exciting new sire. Our colts from Missbacks, a dual-winning three-quarter sister to four stakes winners, including Accomplice and Given. Join our dynamic Richard Freeman team in this classic colt. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Sky Sports Radio, combined with Harness Racing New South Wales, brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.